This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. Almost 2 years ago, Governor Scott announced the Vermont Phosphorus Innovation Challenge, VPIC, and marketed it as kind of an XPRIZE-style competition. The aim was to find creative solutions to curb the phosphorus problem in Vermont. Last week, the state announced that it will be handing over more than $1 million to 5 different projects in phase 3 of this challenge. Here to talk to us about what these projects aim to do to keep phosphorus out of our waterways is Caitlin Hayes, Agricultural Water Quality Specialist at the Agency of Agriculture. Caitlin, thanks for being with us today.
Thanks so much, Shane. It's a pleasure to be here.
So VPIC was first announced in February of 2018 as this challenge for outside groups, outside organizations to come up with a project that the state could fund to address phosphorus pollution. How many initial applications were there to the state?
So when VPIC began back in 2018, it was launched in April, we had 27 initial applicants.
And how many did the state wind up funding in phase two of the program when you said, okay, we'll give you a little bit of seed money to go a little further with this?
There were 6 groups that were funded at that stage.
And what did they get to do with that little seed money?
So that seed money ended up being about $240,000 total. And so that was split up to the groups to do business case development and prototyping of their technologies.
So now with phase three, the announcement last week said 5 of those projects are going to be funded. What happened to the 6th project?
The 6th project that was not funded was Rock Dust Local, which is a company and an organization that has been doing a lot of innovative work on different types of soil amendments. But the evaluation team, who ultimately makes the decisions, just determined that that project did not fully address what VPIC's focus was, which was the separation and extraction of phosphorus, as opposed to some of the soil amendments, which can be useful on the ground. It's difficult to move them.
All right. So describe exactly what it is that this challenge is trying to address, because there are a lot of different ways to talk about phosphorus and different points to sort of come into the problem. So what is the challenge? Like, what are people supposed to actually be addressing and how?
Yeah, sure. So the problem in Vermont is we have all this excess phosphorus. And so the idea of VPIC is very much to complement and build upon all of these pre-existing practices, methods, cost share funding that are currently being used to address the nutrient loading problem that we have. So VPIC is focused on these technologies that have a couple different options. They could potentially be picked up for cost share funding through different state programs like the agency's Best Management Practice Program. But essentially, they're looking at taking phosphorus from whatever waste stream, in many cases it's agricultural, extracting or separating the phosphorus, and then trying to create a product that has some reuse or resale values, such as fertilizer, bedding, etc.
So it's specifically at that phosphorus extraction point. So it's not like conservation or saying here are ways to avoid phosphorus sort of getting into, you know, into the ground or into, it's like at the extraction level is where these projects are.
Yeah. So let's try to address the whole phosphorus imbalance in the state. We have many practices that are looking at that management technique that you just described. This is just an addition to that.
All right. So describe the 5 projects that are getting funded.
So all the 5 projects are very different. We have some that are more agronomic focus. Green State Biochar is a great example of that. They are focused on the creation of biochar. But
what's biochar?
So biochar is, this is a technical term here, to say it right. They have a kiln that they use. It's a pyrolysis machine that takes local scrap wood and essentially, you know, in a very general phrase, burns it and makes it into a carbon product. So the biochar is then put into, it for VPIC, these filtration units that are capturing runoff of agricultural production areas or other sources. And the phosphorus then absorbs to the biochar, which can then be removed and used as a fertilizer because it's a really enriched product now. So then some of our other projects are more focused on an infrastructure side of things. So DVO, UVM proposal, for instance, is focused on the use of anaerobic digesters in the state and dissolved air flotation devices, DAF units, which separate the solids in manure. And then they use an enhanced drying process to further separate and dry this product that can be used as a material that can be mixed into composting, for instance, or it can be used as like a fertilizer or plant amendment, which for DVO, they're already currently working with a company called Magic Dirt that would allow them to build and set up a facility down in Vermont and somewhere that would take this all of the material produced in Vermont and bag it, have bulk sales in state. So it would be a great economic driver.
And we're moving fast here through these projects, and we'll put a link online where you can look at more of the projects a little bit more in depth and see what they're doing. But, Caitlin, you mentioned Green State Biochar. They're based in Barton, Vermont. They're getting $135,000. Yes. DVO is another company. Mm-hmm. So DVO Inc. and the University of Vermont together have this proposal. They're going to get $500,000. That's almost a half of the project awards. And interestingly, DVO is not a Vermont company. Another winner of the challenge grant money is Digested Organics, based in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Mm-hmm. So this is not specifically only for Vermont-based organizations.
Oh, no, not at all. Now, out of the 27 initial applicants, we had folks applying from all over the country and other countries. We had folks from Canada, overseas. So it was really the idea was to get as many different technologies into the process while still being focused on Vermont farms with the focus on Vermont's economy.
Why does the Scott administration and the state believe this is a good approach to addressing issues with phosphorus pollution, and specifically at that extraction point? Why not have all of this money stay within the state government, stay within a project that the state is designing?
Well, it's because this is such a different take on addressing some of the issues that we're seeing. And so we have these cost share programs, but a lot of times those are a slower implementation. And so this is a different way to get technologies that might take years to have results that would make them marketable and say, this project has a lot of potential. Let's see what it can do. And that's what stage two was. And for stage three, we're really getting to a point where we think we're going to have a lot of viable results from these technologies.
And so the idea is this state money goes into the project now, but then these become self-sustaining and profitable projects that the state no longer has to fund?
Absolutely. So the projects that were selected were projects that the evaluation team felt confident would have a successful return on investment to Vermont taxpayers.
And when might Vermont taxpayers see that return on investment?
That is a great question, Jane. It could be, for some of the projects, it could be as soon as next year. Some of the projects, it might be, 5 years or more before we're seeing that return on investment.
Caitlin Hayes is Agricultural Water Quality Specialist at the Agency of Agriculture, Food, and Markets. And Caitlin's been talking to us about the Vermont Phosphorus Innovation Challenge and the more than $1 million the state is going to release to five different grant award winners for this challenge in phase three. Caitlin, thanks very much for talking
with
us.
Thanks so much for having me, Jane.